This podcast is supported by The Real Real. You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention that everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
And the name of Quantum Ladder, is there a significance to that name? That's a really good name, by the way, for the podcast.
Thank you. Yeah. So when I left my last show, it was a lot of work. I was putting in more than I kind of wanted to when I initially signed up for it. But if you want to do it right and you want it to grow, and it did, I mean, in less than 2 years, we had like 1.6 million plays or something like that. So, I was kind of not sure I wanted to continue doing that. I was definitely not going to do it with another co-host just because there's sometimes a variance in work ethic and, you know, one person's always doing more inevitably and you can kind of develop some bitterness. So I went from totally writing off the world of podcasting to realizing that I really missed it and I missed interviewing people and getting their perspective. So I thought, well, I want to do it. But then if I want to do it, I want that same dynamic where I can learn from somebody as well and get another perspective. I don't want to just do it myself. And I don't want to be the star, quote unquote, of a show. Like the show's about the guest or the topic. But then I had to kind of think, okay, so here I am right back at square one. I'm going to do a show. I need a co-host. Well, I'm not going down that route again, unless it's somebody I absolutely trust, know how they are. And the only person that I would do this with is Marquise. And I flat out told him, I said, here's what I'm thinking. Kind of come full circle. I want to start another show. But I'm not doing it with anybody except you. So basically no pressure, but if you don't join me, I don't know what I'm going to do. But to your point about the name, I went back and forth on quite a few names, and there are a lot of really cool science and technology names. Unfortunately, when you go through Spotify, YouTube, and Apple and check if somebody's already done a show, 95% of them are already gone. And some of them, it was like a name that was used. They did two shows and they haven't done anything for 5 years, but I'm still not going to put out a show with the same name as somebody else's. So there was many other candidates, but a lot of them were taken. We were going to potentially call ourselves Science Guys, but that's too vague because we're not just science. We're technology. We're paranormal. And then I thought, okay, well, what about something to do with quantum? And then it actually came to me in the shower, oddly enough, Quantum Ladder. I just kind of visualize these sort of steps that you take every time you learn something new. You're peeling a layer of an onion or you're climbing another rung on that ladder. So I just thought it kind of makes sense, right? This is our journey and our pursuit to learn. We want to teach the audience along with us. We take complicated things, break them down so that anybody can absorb it. And I thought, yeah, it kind of is a quantum ladder. That's what we want to do here. We want to learn every week and, you know, become more intelligent about these things at the end of it. So that's where I came up with it.
And to build on that, like the idea of quantum, right? I feel like the quantum realm is where you find the answers to pretty much the existence. You know, what's really going on? What's the underlying fabric of reality itself? It's such a fitting name, because again, in my opinion, and I think many people might agree, the quantum is the answer to the nature of everything.
To stick on the title, I was listening to Andrew Huberman of Huberman Lab podcast, and he was interviewing an author, Chris Voss, who wrote a book called Never Split the Difference. And he complimented Chris, saying that that's the best title for a book he's ever read, except for he mentioned another book called The Body Keeps the Score. And he said those two titles are the best book titles he's ever read. And I'll say the same thing when I came across Quantum Ladder, like just immediately I clicked on it just because that name just, I don't know, it just really spoke to me. And the topics that you discuss, very interesting, a lot of stuff that I'm really interested in. And yeah, I was hooked right away just from the title.